Welcome to another message from all the parables in the Bible. We're nearly finished with our study of all the parables in the Bible, but we're in a monumental part of it. On page 363, we're just going to read one paragraph here, then we're going to go to the Bible. The period of time we're studying about is right here, the end of the church age. The end of the church age. 1 Thessalonians 4, the 4th chapter, and Revelation, the 4th chapter. We're going to study about what happens in glory. The church in Christ in glory. The church in Christ in glory. Mr. Lockyer writes, "From now on, the apocalypse of John is received, is permeated with impressive parabolic illustrations. They seem to fall thick and fast. Thrones, rainbows, precious stones, lamp of fire, sea of glass, crowns of glory, living creatures. A seven-sealed book with its descriptions of different horses are all marshaled in to illustrate the bliss of the faithful." The bliss of the faithful, Christ and the church in glory, and the sorrows and the terrors of the godless, as well as Christ's governmental control of all things. All is right is His. As the slain lamb to break the seals of judgment upon a guilty, godless world, those unprotected by His sealing must certainly perish. The seventh seal of the silence in Revelation 8:1 indicates a lull before the storm, the silence before the storm. The silence in heaven will be intense as God's terrible judgments burst forth on the earth under the trumpets and vials of the punishment and judgment of God. Now let's go to the book. Bible. In 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, starting with verse number 13. "But we do not want you to be uninformed and ignorant, brethren, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as do the rest of those who have no hope." That means the godless. That means those that do not know the Lord. "For if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, Islam is left out. Jehovah's Witnesses are left out. Mormons are left out. Islam is left out. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. Their bodies have fallen asleep, their souls never slept, neither did their spirits. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not go before those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up, snatched up, raptured up, rapare." That's the Latin. And the Latin into Greek is rapture. The word rapture is in the Bible. "Together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord." Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Now let's go to Revelation, the 4th chapter. And begin to see our Goel, our kinsman redeemer in glory, and His church in glory. Meditate. That's a phrase that John loves. "After these things." Now, what's taking place here is after the rapture. Now, the Lord has caught up, catches up His church in glory But down on the earth, there's going to be tribulation. But let's go to glory first, and then let's go to hell on earth later. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice, which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet, speaking with me, said, "Come up here, and I will show to you what must take place," meditate, "after these things," after the church has been caught up. We saw for the first three chapters of the book of Revelation, it states to us that Jesus is the eternal God of glory. And then it tells us everything that's going to happen in the church age, from the time the Lord called it out till He receives it up unto Himself in the Laodicean age. That's the one age we're living in today. Immediately, I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was standing in heaven. And one sitting upon the throne. The first thing we see is a throne. The throne is standing in heaven. This throne in heaven. This throne. Thronos. And he who is sitting on it is like jasper stone. Jasper is green. And a sardis in appearance. Now, sardis means flesh colored. And there was a rainbow. A rainbow, the word rainbow in Greek is iris. And if you look at a person's eyes, around the iris, there's a pupil, and then the iris, that's the rainbow of color. May your eyes may be blue, they may be green, they may be brown. Whatever color they are, gray. That is color. And there was a rainbow in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance. Now the rainbow was a sign of the covenant with God made with all the animals on the earth and with mankind, that He would never bring flood upon the earth and destroy the whole earth with a flood ever again. That was a sign of that covenant, that barit. And around the throne were 24 thrones. Around the great throne was 24 thrones. And upon the thrones I saw 24 elders, sitting and clothed in white garments, and the golden crowns on their heads. They had white garments and golden crowns, crowns of divinity that divinity had placed upon their heads. We as God's children are covered by the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is 24 karat gold, pure divinity. We are saved by grace and grace alone. And from the throne proceeded flashes of lightning. Right now, up here in the mountains, it's storming. This is June the 6th in Fish Lake Valley. On top of that mountain is thunderings and lightnings. We have like monsoon weather. It gets hot, and then clouds gather all around that mountain. You start hearing flashes of thunder and lightning, and I've heard the thunder since I've been standing here in the last few minutes. Flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. This shows forth the omnipresence of God. And before the throne there became, as it were, a sea of glass, like crystal. Now this is the foundation stone of the throne. And this foundation stone is out of pure diamond. And everything you see in deity and in glory is reflected by this great diamond polished floor foundation on which that throne sits. It was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the center and around the throne, four living beings full of eyes in the front and behind. Now this is a theophany, but this is also a created being. Now, these four living beings, these four living creatures or beings, full of eyes in the front and behind, and the first was like a lion. Now, in the book of Ezekiel, in the book of Revelation, and then if you go all the way back to the tabernacle, right here, 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 and here were four flags. Four flags. And these flags represented the person of Jesus Christ in one of the four Gospels that we have in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Now, the first creature was like a leon, a lion. Matthew is the book that tells that Jesus is the King of glory that's come to take forth the scepter of David. Matthew, the leon, the lion. Number two, then that second creature was like a calf. A calf is a beast of burden. In the Gospel according to Mark, we have Christ as our burden bearer. Go back. Over these four directions were these four flags. One had a lion's head on it. One had a calf on it. And they're going to typify the four Gospels. And the same thing in the book of Daniel. And the third creature had a face like a man. Jesus Christ is the woman's seed. He is the woman's seed. The seed of the woman, the son of mankind. Our Goel, our kinsman redeemer. And the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. Now that man, that's the Gospel of Luke. Because he was a physician and he was a scientist and a physicist. And he shows without doubt, like an autopsy. He uses that word autopsy to see for yourself. That's what autopsy means. He gives us an autopsy of Jesus Christ. That he's a real man. That he's really the son of the woman. That he's a fulfillment of Genesis 3:15. He is our Goel, our kinsman redeemer. And finally, the eagle, John's Gospel. John wrote the Gospel of John, or John wrote the book of Revelation in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. In every book that he wrote, he says one thing. Jesus is Jehovah, the Old Testament. John 1 and 1, NRK, Enho Logos, Kaiho Logos, Saint Proston, Seon, Kaiho Logos, Saint Seal. In beginning kept on being the Word, the Eternal God, the Hathavar in Hebrew. That's a Hebraism there, a symbol, a parabolic metaphor, bringing up that word, that unspeakable name of God, and calling it Hathavar, the word in the Old Testament, because they would never speak His name. After Exodus 20 and verse 7, thou shalt not use the Lord God's name in vain, for if you do, He shall require it of you. So they would never speak the name Jehovah again. Now we use that word, and we don't know how to say it. And I don't know how to say it, and I know Hebrew. I don't know how to say the word Jehovah. It's a yod, hey, wow, hey. No vowels. You can't pronounce it. Let's go on. Like the eagle, like the eternal God. And the four living beings, each had of them having six wings. Six is the number of man in it. God became man. Kaiho Logos Sarx again, and the Word, the Jehovah fleshy, became and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No God, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, that one being in the bosom of the Father, He has led Himself out. Having six wings and full of eyes around and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, Hagios, 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 holy, 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 is Jehovah Elohim. El Shaddai. This book is full of Hebraisms. He who kept on being, He who is, and He who shall become. John 1 and 1 again. Colossians 1 again. Same thing. Colossians 1, John 1 and 1. And when the living creatures, the living beings, give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits upon the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever and ever. Yon, Tony, yon, Tony, yon. The 24 elders fall down before Him who sits upon the throne and shall worship Him who lives forever and ever. And they shall cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy, Axios, You are our Lord, our God, Eloheinu, Jehovah, our God, Elohenu, the God of us, and God belonging to us, and God who owns us, to receive glory and honor and power, and you did create all things, Colossians 1. Because of your will, they existed, the Hebrews, and John 1 and 1. And they, because of your will, they existed, and they were created, chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat upon the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. Now this is a scroll, and it is written on the outside and on the inside, but you can't read it unless you unroll it. And now it has seals on it like wax seals. They take and put a seal and seal it. They pour molten wax, and then they seal it with the signet ring of the king. At one time, every country, when they made a treaty with another country, they would take that wax and they would pour it on there and they would seal it with a seal. Even discovertheword.com has a seal that we can seal papers with, etc. It's a signet seal, like the signature. And I saw in the right hand him set upon the throne, written inside and out, and sealed up with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy, who is Oxios, to open the book and to break its seals, and to break the seals as they go. The book would go open so far, and then another seal, and then another seal, and then another seal. And no one in heaven and upon the earth or down under the earth was able to open the book or to look upon it and into it. And I began to weep. I kept on weeping, greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, stop weeping, behold the lion. There we are, the lion, the king of David's seed. King David's seed, the key of David. Lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals. And I saw between the throne and with the four living creatures, living beings, and the elders, a lamb standing as if slain, having been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth, all the cosmos, by the way. And he came and he took out of the right hand of him who sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Have you prayed to your Lord and God today? Have you prayed to your Lord and God today? Have you asked him for a little something? Have you praised him? Have you prayed to him, say, Lord God, my Savior, my Redeemer, forgive me where I fail you. Spur me on to higher things and better things. Have you asked him to forgive you of your shortcomings in your life? And have you asked him and thanked him for all that he's done for you? Have you? This day, all the prayers of the saints, every prayer that you've ever prayed as a child of God is right here. These golden bowls full of the prayers of the saints. And they sing a new song, saying, worthy you are to take the book and to break its seals. Worthy you are, O Lord, to take the book, the scroll, and to unroll it. For you were slain, and you did purchase for God with your blood our blood-stained cross of Calvary, that old rugged cross. That old rugged cross is the only thing that's going to purchase you and take you into glory. And here we see Christ and His church in glory. Christ and the church in glory. Men from every tribe and tongue, every language, every glossia, and people and nation. The gospel has gone throughout the world, and it's been rejected in many countries, and many countries have become Islamic countries, Catholic countries. Many countries have locked God out of their hearts. And yet they're religious. But they locked Jehovah God, Jesus our Savior, is locked out. In our next message, we're going to see some great in-depth teaching about those that hate the name of God, that hate God's Son. We shall see their future and their end and their progress through the miry swamps of hell on earth in the tribulation period. You have made them to be a kingdom of priests to our God. And they will reign upon the earth, that glorious church, that glorious church, with their glorious Savior. And I looked and I heard a voice of many angels. What does that word angel mean? Malak? Angelos? That means a messenger. It means kind of a go-between to carry a message from one being to another. From one dimension to another. Angels protect us in the world today. Angels are guardians. We have spirits around us protecting us, and they're go-betweens between God and us in protection. The voice of many angels around the throne and living creatures and the elders. And another of them was myriads, thousands of thousands and thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice, Axios, worthy, weigh down. The scale is the Lamb that became slain. Kaiho Logos Sarxaganaton, and the Jehovah flesh he became and dwelt upon this earth. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And yet that great God of glory was condemned to a cross of shame and of Calvary, where he was stripped of all his clothing, nailed up there between earth and heaven, sagging under the weight of your sins and mine, crying out in anguish and pain that we deserve and not Him. To receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing. John 1:1, Colossians 1. Which is in heaven and down upon the earth and down under the earth and on the sea and all things in them I heard saying. Animals are going to talk again. Every donkey, every lion is going to sing praise to God. Every bird will be singing praises to God. They're going to talk again. Every created thing which is in heaven and upon the earth and down under the earth and in the sea and all things in them, you will hear the fishes talking. Praising God. Like Balaam's donkey that told him, fellow, watch out. These animals are going to know. The animals just follow the Lord, usually. Mankind balks like a donkey. I heard all things of them, and I heard saying to him who sits upon the throne, to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion. Eon, Tony, Eon, Tony, Eon, ages upon the ages upon the ages. Olam in Hebrew, forever and ever and ever. Olam in Hebrew, that's quite a word. Olam means to think as far as you can think. And when you get to that point where you can't imagine anything else further than that, that's where Olam, eternity, begins. We have eternity there and we have eternity here. And we have all these things that have happened in between. Eternity. Be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And the four living beings kept on saying, Amen. So be it. Amen. Amen is an old word, you know. That comes from the Persian language. It went from Persian into Hebrew. It went from Hebrew into Greek. And it went from Greek into English. And it means, so be it. I'll stand up. I'll stand behind it. And the elders fell down and worshipped. And the elders fell down and worshipped. Oh, how in glory I wish we were there right now. But God has given us one more little task to do. What has He given you to do today? What's He given you to do wherever you are? Marna, Nancy, Donald, Ron, Mark, Troy. You know when I'm calling your names. I love each and every one of you. God has given you to me to love and to cherish and to keep and to teach. Your names are on my heart, written upon my heart and in my mind every day. God's given you something to do. You've got a job to do wherever you are. I've left out a lot of names, but there's a lot of them out there. Randall. Jim. Jay. What's He given you to do today? When you come to this point in your life right here in eternity, it'll be in space and time because this is the tribulation period. That's up here. We're in heaven now in glory with the church and Christ in glory. Not going to be able to do much more for Him. What you've done here is all over. What's He got for you to do today? What's He got for you to do? Our Father, we send Your word out. I thank You for it. Father, I ask You to bless it as it goes forth all over the world. Australia, United Kingdom, India, Pakistan, India, Germany, down under and above, wherever it goes, Father, I pray that You bless it. And that You use Your word with Your spirit to convict every whole heart to wholly serve You and love You in the best way they can. Father, forgive me where I failed You. Guide me, lead me. Urge me along to do Thy will. Forgive me where I failed You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.